Welcome to Hypothetically Speaking, the show where we discuss a would you rather questions. We take a look at hypothetical scenarios and we analyze them in extreme detail. With me, as always, my partner in crime, Bennett Deedy. Bennett, how we doing?
What's up? Doing well. How are you?
Love to hear that. Doing very well.
Impeccable timing on my part, may I add.
Incredible. And to the third amigo, Pat Aloisio, how we doing?
Phenomenal.
Love to hear that.
Phenomsky.
Are you gents ready for today's question?
Hence us being here.
Today's question, a classic would you rather. No-brainer, if you will.
Every would you rather is a classic, according to you.
We do have some classics on here.
We do have a lot of classics. Today's question is very straightforward. This or that, who do you got? Who would win in a street fight? Mike Tyson,
or yes,
Bruce Lee, or Bruce Lee.
Bruce,
listen, what?
No.
Bennett's switching sides. He's coming to my side.
Just fucking around.
All right, I'm gonna go with Bruce Lee on this one.
Wow, you are out of your mind, kid. That's crazy.
You know, we were talking about this prior, and I wanted to clarify that this was, in fact, a street fight, not a boxing match. And Pat,
good,
ludicrous point that this helps Mike Tyson, which it clearly doesn't, being that he is trained in boxing and Bruce Lee is trained in everything else.
Listen, Pat couldn't be more spot on.
Here we go.
About the advantage that opens us up to here. And also, this is not a classic. This is an all-time classic.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson may be a trained boxer, but he's a born and bred warrior.
He's a thug.
He grew up fighting for his life. Street fighting is in that man's blood.
He is the streets.
He is the streets.
He is Queens Boulevard.
Queens Boulevard.
I understand what you're saying, that he was a street fighter, right? But what I'm saying is that he was a street fighter, but he wasn't he wasn't kicking anyone. He was not doing.
You don't know that.
Oh, I know that.
Would you be surprised to hear that Mike Tyson was curb stomping people?
That's not a kick. That's very different.
Well,
what would happen in a street fight?
You could do anything you want.
Hold of Bruce Lee, which he wouldn't, because Bruce Lee is like the fastest person on the planet.
Can I clarify one thing?
Yep.
They're both in their prime, correct?
Oh, yeah, obviously. This isn't obviously like 60-year-old men.
What is Bruce Lee's prime?
Bruce Lee died at like 40.
Bruce Lee's prime was when he was like giving himself electrotherapy to see how quickly he could make his muscles twitch.
So a bunch of irrelevant bullshit?
Yeah.
Does his prime entail any actual combat?
Mike Tyson would break that nerd's glasses.
Dude, Mike Tyson, this would be like, do you know what it would look like? It would look like a guy stuck in an arena with a wild bull. That's what this fight would look like. He would get ripped apart.
No, he would red cape that bull. And fucking make him dance all over the goddamn ring because he doesn't know what's going. And not to mention, there's no ring because the street.
I was just about to say.
In my opinion, if you remove all of the rules within boxing, Mike Tyson is vicious. You've now opened this up to like, not only is this a fight to the death, but it's a fight to the death. However, Mike Tyson wants to get there. I mean, dude, he fucking bit Holyfield in the he's gonna do whatever it takes, and he grew up doing so,
right? But he's not trained in anything but boxing, so although he grew up fighting, what he was doing was punching people in that manner in a street fight. Bruce Lee is
doesn't fight.
Black belt in BJJ, black belt in karate, fucking training every which way and around. So anything that Mike Tyson's going to throw at him, which, by the way, is just a punch, he's not going to know how to counter Bruce Lee's flying spin kicks and his goddamn roundhouses and his... I don't even have any other kick names.
Casey.
Drop kick. What?
So, do you think Bruce Lee would mainly just be going for kicks? Or no?
Yeah, I mean, I think he would dodge, toss a kick in there, dodge, that kind of thing.
Dodge?
Yeah, dodge.
He would be bull rushed. There would be no dodging. Mike Tyson, there would be no maneuvering. Mike Tyson would be on him so fast and so viciously that all of this training Bruce Lee has in electroshock therapy would be out the window, so he wouldn't know what to do.
Dude, this is literally the mountain versus the viper, except the viper's not going to get cocky. The
viper lost.
No, it's not, dude.
The viper's not going to get cocky because he should have won that fight.
The viper got his head squished.
Yeah.
I know, because he was cocky, but Bruce Lee is not cocky. That's the thing.
Casey, my thing is that...
How do you know Bruce Lee isn't cocky?
I know he's not cocky.
Would you admit that Mike Tyson is stronger than Bruce Lee?
Yes, vastly.
So my... when I envision this fight, like, I think Mike Tyson, kind of like Benno was saying, can just like run up to Bruce Lee. Or not even run up, just like wait for Bruce Lee to get close, because he obviously has a longer reach because he's way bigger. That once he gets a hold of Bruce Lee, he could literally just squeeze him like a grape until he explodes, or just hold him with one arm and then just go to town with his right hook as he has Bruce Lee in a headlock or something. It's he gets a hold of him,
dude,
he could just squeeze him and lay on him.
He would break Bruce Lee. Like, he would rip him apart. Because here's the thing. We're talking about all this, like, really, I mean, all the kicks and all the spins and all the jumps and shit. Like, it's all cool to watch. But when it comes to a street fight, it's just like all hell breaks loose. And in this instance, Mike Tyson has the advantage in experience off the charts, strength off the charts.
What do you mean experience? Why would you say that?
Street fighting.
Street fighting and professional fighting. The experience is not comparable whatsoever.
Well, I don't understand how you can say that. All Bruce Lee.
Mike Tyson is literally champion of the world.
Mike Tyson's,
yes, in boxing.
Mike Tyson's spent it, dude. Casey, how much do you know about Bruce Lee's actual, like, fighting career?
Nothing.
I don't think that
he was starring in movies with Chuck Norris.
He was a fucking actor. he's like, it's like we're talking about Jackie Chan here, essentially. There's no fight career. There's no experience.
No. It's not like we're talking about Jackie Chan.
It literally is. And Jackie Chan, by the way, is incredibly impressive.
Bruce Lee.
How can you not, dude? The shit that Jackie Chan can do is unbelievable. But it doesn't matter when he's up against Mike Tyson.
All right, I need to Google Bruce Lee accolades. That way I can have something to say.
Mike Tyson's two nicknames were Iron Mike and Killer Mike. Which means he could wear a kit while he's walking up to Bruce Lee. And then once he gets him, he's going to kill him by biting off both of his ears and letting him bleed out.
No, listen to me. This is... Okay. In 2004, UFC president Dana White credited Lee as the father of mixed martial arts.
Who cares what Dana White says? It's not going to help him.
What did he do?
Dana White credited Lee as the father of mixed martial arts. So
what are his accolades?
I'm still reading through them. I'm saying, based off that one point.
Nope. What is this fighting?
No. Career? I am making a point. I am saying you watch more UFC than anybody. You know that this isn't just not about true. Strength. No, than us too.
Not true.
How are you saying that?
Because I think I watch more than Bennett.
You clearly don't.
Benny, you called me up the other day asking how to watch it pay-per-view.
Let's skip over to the point.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Casey.
What?
The floor is yours.
Casey's over there desperately trying to find anything yeah. that resembles a career of Bruce Lee fighting.
No. I am looking up everything that everybody considers him as, which is the greatest martial artist of the 20th century or of all time.
So what is his fighting record?
But that's my point. He doesn't have a fighting record. He was a martial artist practitioner.
Listen, he can't be better than this is all like
records are just a construct of society and they don't mean anything.
No, I understand that he is like what he's able to do physically and how much he created in terms of like maybe different moves and shit like that and like the influence he had. He was a celebrity figure because he was in movies. Like, I get all that, and he would probably fuck up like anyone
except unquestionably for Mike Tyson.
Outside of all professional fighters. Like, if you dropped him into the UFC today, I don't give a fuck that he is the godfather of mixed martial arts. He doesn't fight. I can't even imagine what's going to happen mentally when now you have an opponent that's attacking you full swing, let alone it being Mike Tyson, like the most.
You ever seen his knockout montage, Casey?
I have, I've seen all of that's the thing. You have so much like ammo with Mike Tyson. Bruce Lee didn't fight professionally, so he doesn't have any record of any kind.
So why would you choose him in a fight against a guy that has perhaps the most established and credible, you know, record and career ever?
Because it's specific to boxing. So once I said it's not a if it was boxing, he would be toast. It's not even a close contest. But if it's everything else, Bruce Lee can use his little body as leverage. He can use everything. He can use every other bit of training as a martial artist, which is so many more different combinations and techniques than just a boxer would have. And then in a street fight, it's just wildly using your aggression and then all of your boxing training from Mike Tyson. But Bruce Lee has every other bit of everything. So if he knows how to fucking kick Mike Tyson before he gets anywhere close to him in the face 100 times without him being able to grab him, Mike Tyson's not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah, if that were to happen, if he got kicked 100 times in advance or before he did anything, then yeah, he'd be in trouble. But that would never happen. Like the same.
Mike Tyson is fast, also.
He's very fast.
No, he's like disturbingly fast. Like he's probably the fastest heavyweight of all time. You talk about leverage. He's short. He's fast. He's a physical specimen. He's as strong as a boxer's ever been. You know, he hits as hard as any boxer ever. He fucks people up. His aggression is off the charts, and he grew up street fighting in ways that I can't even imagine. So, like, forget about martial arts, and now just think about, like, all of the horrible things that can happen in a street fight, like curb stomping, like gouging your fucking eyes out, like kicking wherever the hell you want, or just getting a hold of someone and having your way with them. So, like, even all these, like, specialist moves that, you know, that Bruce Lee is practicing naked with Chuck Norris in Hollywood, it's like none of that even matters in a street. It does matter, but when you're talking a street fight, like, the same way boxing specialists can't just rely on that, mixed martial artists can't just rely on that either, because there's this new element that's introduced that's all about, like, no rules and aggression. And I don't see Mike Tyson, like, I just can't even imagine him ever losing in that scenario. I actually think he'd be almost even more effective than he'd be in a ring.
No way, dude.
That's a bold statement, but you get my point. Like,
it is a very bold statement. I think Bruce Lee has a much greater advantage because he practices all of the other insanity, like fucking slowing down his breathing and practicing everything and making everything go slower and making himself a lot quicker.
Dude,
and
Mike Tyson's coach hypnotized him as part of his training.
No, like, I am not disagreeing with anything that Mike Tyson can do. He is that's why we're picking these two people. Right?
We're picking these two because there's that aura around Bruce Lee in terms of him being the godfather of this and that, but like it's not even like a real reasonable argument because they're different types of fighters and because we've never seen Bruce Lee fight. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
So yeah, all of that, you know, those like, you know, intangibles, right? Like the breath, all that, like, dude, Mike Tyson is, I mean, definitely received probably training that we can't even think of in relation to that kind of stuff in the prime of his career, on top of just being like the most physically dominant fighter of all time, would be my guess.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt about that. There's nothing I can say about Bruce Lee because he doesn't have a record. Like you said, it's all mystique and aura. So my only real point at the end of the day with Bruce Lee is that I think that although Mike Tyson is extraordinarily fast, Bruce Lee is faster and he has less to carry around. So he has a lot less weight that he's doing, and that makes him less strong, obviously. I think the only advantage Mike Tyson has is his strength. I think his aggression will work against him. I think Bruce Lee's faster, and I think Bruce Lee knows a lot more about, I mean, he knows more about mixed martial arts.
I don't know how he
every
could,
other way Bruce, except for punching.
What Bruce Lee knows about street fighting in comparison to Mike Tyson is nothing. Mike Tyson has stories. His life is a story about fighting from the time that he was a kid in like the harshest neighborhoods possibly imaginable. So in terms of what he knows on top of the most dominant career ever, you can't even compare the two. So we'll take that experience. And then I think every physical attribute is literally in his favor on top of this no rule component, aggression driven aspect of now a street fight. So, I mean, on top of Bruce Lee literally not fighting as a career, I wonder what's so appealing about the stigma. What that's my question. What's so appealing about the stigma, the aura, when he didn't fight as a professional, as for a career?
Well, or it's not like I'm picking a random person who's never fought. You're talking about Bruce Lee, who, as I read, most people consider one of the greatest mixed martial artists of all time. So to me, it's more of a matter of, would I take one of the greatest mixed martial artists of all time against one of the greatest boxer in a fight where you can do anything? Now, street fighting, street fighting for Mike Tyson is going to be all punching. That is simply a fact. It's going to be aggression and punching.
But that's not true. Because,
well, what would he be doing then?
Listen, man.
He could grab you.
He could grapple. He could headbutt. He could bite. He could scratch. He could kick. This is a street fight with a.
I know, but you're talking about street fighting against other street fighters, not a professional, the father of mixed martial arts.
But to me, biting
and headbutting is not going to happen against Bruce Lee.
Do you know how often? Listen, Casey, if you took the gloves off in a boxing match and just made it street fight style, do you know how far beyond boxing that fight style would extend? Do you know how much more there would be added to the fight than boxing? The second this got to the ground, the second one opponent got a hold of the other opponent, it would be sheer chaos.
But that's the thing. Bruce Lee obviously knows that he cannot get grappled to the ground. If he's on the ground with Mike Tyson, he's dead.
He won't have any choice.
No, I mean, he will dodge him and kick him in the head 100 times.
It sounds good, but I don't know how that could ever possibly happen. I mean,
is he a fucking Dragon Ball Z guy who floats in the air and just keeps kicking Tyson?
Dude, let's just, I mean, yeah, this is like what Mike Tyson's like. This is what his life is this.
Right, but not against a professional mixed martial artist.
That do you think?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say, Casey, do you think Bruce Lee's finishing move would be a kick to the head?
I mean, most likely.
I disagree.
Use Mike Tyson's strength against him in some sort of submission move where he's him or something.
Nope, dude.
That's the only chance I think Bruce Lee has.
What specifically?
Is like, if he was like kicking and doing whatever else and like being a problem for Tyson, and then Tyson, like, let's say, took like a big haymaker and missed, and all of a sudden Bruce Lee was behind him, and now he could like grab his neck or something, you know,
here's the thing. Like, I'm not going to pretend that there's not like literally, in my opinion, the lowest percentage chance that you don't know the outcome of a fight. Like, I get that, but we've seen Tyson literally like attack opponents that are so much bigger than him and fucking dominate, like guys that are twice this. And I know it's boxing only, but my point is that I don't think there's any, we're talking about one of the best boxer of all time. What is there to use against this man? His strength, his speed,
yes,
his size. None of that can be used against him, dude. Like,
of course it can. What do you think mixed martial artists do? They use the other person's size or strength or bulkiness against them. That's the whole point of mixed martial arts. Not really,
because they fight in the same weight class. Like, I would
argue, I know. So yeah, but
they don't, that's not like the go-to approach here, is to use someone else's skills as a weakness.
That's like the main thing in every fight. And everybody is looking for the advantage of what they can use the other person's body against them in whatever discipline they know the best.
Okay, but that's not taking someone, like, you might find out the weaknesses in their fight game and their style and study them and attack those weaknesses. But what you're not going to do is take an absolute beast of a human and use his size, speed, and strength against him in a street fight.
Listen, of course he would. That's his whole game plan.
In what,
if so Mike Tyson
in what moment of being fucking attacked, mm-hmm, can he consciously decide, like, I'm going to use this? Mike Tyson isn't a big, bulky guy that's going to slow down.
Of course, compared to Bruce Lee, he is.
But that doesn't matter. The comparison doesn't matter, because this is a guy that made it 12 rounds, or not. Well, he wouldn't even go 12 rounds, but his conditioning is,
yes, it's amazing. But whose is better, Bruce Lee's?
I still think Tyson would win, but his conditioning was not off the charts. That's why he lost the fights that he did.
Right, but Pat, he didn't start losing fights until his life basically took a dip. He was doing drugs and drinking and having serious problems outside of boxing, where things started to fall apart. Up until that point, he had great conditioning. Especially compared to the heavyweight class.
I disagree, because all of his fights would go like two or three rounds, and then he fights Buster Douglas and it goes basically way longer than he had ever fought, and then you saw the clear weakness in his conditioning. But that's for another podcast.
Well, we're also talking about one fight later on in his career after so many, like, we're talking about a point that he reached. Right, we're talking about something specific that happened as like the downfall of his career, as opposed to everything leading up to that point. Not to mention, when you watch the way that guy can like dodge and maneuver, and how quickly he can move his head and his upper body and his waist and his feet, like, he's like the highest caliber athlete that is freakishly in the heavyweight boxing class, and his whole like game is defending his head. So if we're talking about Bruce Lee striking his head, this guy's hands are glued to the sides of his faces. Like, his defense is impeccable as well. He used to school guys that were aiming for his head. So I also would add on that this is going to be a strategic fight for him as well, especially when he's fighting someone that is talented in all these other facets of martial arts. He's not all of a sudden this like dumb, you know, like
brute force. But that's what you've been describing. You have not said anything about strategic anything. You've been saying bull rush aggression with full strength blasting forward.
Well, that isn't strategic anything. He does all of that with perfect form and strategy. Like, that's if you watch his fighting. Right,
in a boxing ring. I'm saying in a street fight against Bruce Lee, when you were saying, what is he going to use against him?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Lee is going to have his little ass body with Mike Tyson bull rushing him. He's going to duck him out, kick him directly in the nutsack. So down goes Mike Tyson. And then he's going to do a little stomp on the guy's Achilles tendon and snap that somehow in some martial artist way. It's like everything he's going to do is going to be some pressure point fucking thing, or I don't even know, because he has so many different disciplines in terms of martial arts. Whereas Mike Tyson is going to rely on punching.
Dude, if we're going to talk about like the attacking the Achilles and pressure points in a street fight against Mike Tyson with a guy who doesn't even have a career in fighting, then like, you know, one in a million chance. Like, how he's going to get that close to Tyson is I can't even imagine how that would happen. Like, and we're talking about, here's the other thing. You keep saying like martial arts for Bruce Lee and boxing for Tyson. We are talking about street fighting. And I would again go back to the point that Mike Tyson grew up as a literal street fighter.
Yes, but I'm already told you that to that point, you've already said he grew up against other untrained street fighters, not against a professional martial artist.
Right. This is before he actually entered into a career in boxing as the best ever against other professionally trained fighters.
Yes, so, but how often in his life has he ever had to defend a kick? Probably never, because no one in a street fight kicks anything except for, as Pat eloquently put earlier, a curb stomp, which doesn't count.
What do you mean no one in a street fight kicks anything?
What street fight have you ever seen anyone kick anybody?
Well, I've seen that.
First of all, there's videos of it everywhere. It does happen, and I'm sure that Mike Tyson in his like adolescent street fighting probably had to deal with a lot of shit, you know, including a kick.
The guy fucking bought a tiger. I'm sure he's kicked someone in his life.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, like, kicking in a street fight. I know we're talking about Bruce Lee and we're all imagining him like doing a 360, like, you know, Dragon Ball Z bullshit, whatever. Like, kicking in a street fight can actually be like a pretty risky thing to do, considering that there are no limitations at that point either, and how quickly it can go to the ground. So like the time that I spent literally working with guys who were fighting would talk about kicking as something that they would actually try to avoid in a street fight specifically, because it could lead to a way where they're now off balance and likely to be taken to the ground. So if you're talking about now this like incredible strength advantage or gap between these two, for Bruce Lee to be in a position where he could be taken to the ground would be like the end of the fight.
Correct. Well, yeah, we've agreed on that for sure. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it's just a disagreement as it always is. So we're going to have to wrap it up. But either way, I'm going to stick with Bruce Lee. I know you two are going to stick with Mike Tyson. Who we really need to hear from here is the listeners, because I'm very curious what these people have to say. Maybe people know more about Bruce Lee than I do. I'm sure they do.
Or hear from Mike Tyson.
Or we'd love to hear from Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, hey, no offense to you. Greatest of all time. Boxer, no doubt about it. But Bruce Lee's got that magical mystique to him. All right, people, let us know what you think. Who would win in a fight, Bruce Lee or Mike Tyson? Street fight, no rules. best boxer of all time or the best martial artist of all time? Let us know.
Debatable.
Gentlemen. Highly debatable. Let us know. Talk to you soon.
Peace.
Peace.